The library door slid open, the dry sound of wood on wood. Connie padded toward her.
You can go in now.
Bless her heart, the housekeeper shot her an encouraging smile. Cameron lounged in a wing chair in front of a massive fireplace at the end of the library. He rose with a languid elegance that contrasted with his broad shoulders and strong nose spoke of power. She'd seen a lot of that silver spoon entitlement here in Savannah. He was the real deal. But today, he looked just plain tired.
Hello, I'm Cameron Bennett.
She extended one hand.
Good morning. I'm Harper Kirkpatrick.
Would he remember her name from that night? Probably not. He shook her hand, fingers long and cool.
Thank you for coming. Won't you have a seat?
Cameron indicated the wing chair facing him and grabbed a folder as he sat down.
Whew.
No sign of recognition. Connie peeked in.
Pardon me, but would you care for coffee, Harper? Tea, perhaps?
She shook her head.
Thank you, no.
Her stomach was having enough trouble while she watched Cameron scan her resume. The only sound in the room was the ticking of the impressive gold clock on the mantel. Sunlight beamed through the heavy burgundy drapes, and she studied the dust motes floating in the ray of light. One shank of blonde hair fell over his forehead, and he pushed it back slowly as he read the sad facts of her life and career. Most of them were true.
You graduated from design school here in town?
Cameron looked up.
Yes, probably like every candidate in the city.
And your major was?
Fashion design.
His eyebrows peaked.
You didn't want to continue on that path?
What he really meant was, why are you here? How could she explain the grueling internship in New York, a city hopelessly crowded with cutthroat people clawing for work?
Fashion design wasn't what I pictured.
My word, life rarely is.
Was he laughing at her? Tossing her resume onto the table, Cameron fixed her with intense blue eyes. The Inquisition had nothing on this guy.
Why are you interested in this position? Seems like a far reach for a fashion major.
Mentioning money would probably be a bad idea.
I've always found children to be fascinating. I come from a large family.
His eyes brightened.
Lucky girl. So, why didn't you try primary education?
Too many kids at one time?
Cameron burst into a surprised laugh that made her chuckle too. The tightness loosened in her throat. Then he seemed to remember why she was here and picked up her resume again. His fingertips flicked the edges of the top sheet. Looking at those fingers with nails cut cleanly across, she tried to quiet the rogue chill chasing up her spine. Harper had a thing about a man's hands.
How do you deal with responsibilities? Dependable?
That twinkle in his eyes made her wary.
Yeah, I would say I'm responsible.
Yeah? So much for hiding her Midwest accent.
Always come through?
Good grief, maybe he did recognize her. Mouth dry, she nodded.
Yes, I do.
Puffing out his cheeks, Cameron leaned forward and rested his elbows on his knees.
Here's the thing. I have a 4-year-old who won't eat.
His voice faltered and he cleared his throat, studying the pattern of the red and blue oriental rug under his tasseled loafers.
Bella is 4 years old, and she still eats mostly baby cereal.
How was this possible?
So she's never eaten stuff like applesauce or cinnamon Chex?
Some of Harper's personal favorites.
And Bella has asthma. At least, the doctors think it's asthma. She's on medication, but, well, we have to take every precaution.
You have a lot on your plate, Harper murmured. This position screamed train wreck. As she shifted, the leather chair squeaked.
Aren't some of these normal issues for growing kids?
She'd have to ask Mark and Malcolm, her brothers. They had children.
I have no idea, he blew out a breath. Would you like to meet her?
Sure, love to.
She wanted to run from the room,